I stared at my best friend as she narrated how she got an A1 grade in our last assignment. She was the only one who did. Everyone else complained of how difficult the programming assignment was. Bella told me that she had a guy on the dark web to do her assignment for her. It's amazing how much information is available there that we don't know about, she said. I had heard stories about the dark web before. People claimed it was the site for criminals and dangerous people to have free access to do whatever they wanted to do without supervision. People said that activities that went on the dark web were impossible to trace. And now, my best friend was telling me she just used it to ace her assignment. That meant it could not be all that bad. We were both sophomores studying programming. Recently, our lecturers had started tasking us with assignments that were more difficult than we imagined. They claimed it was to make us better programmers. If we could solve some of the toughest problems in programming, then we would be really good at it. I shook my head in amazement at what Bella said and just laughed over it. When I got to my room, though, I couldn't help but think about it. I fired up my laptop and logged into the dark web with butterflies in my tummy. It looked like a normal site to me. I typed in advanced programming in the search box and a lot of details and sites popped up. I clicked the one that claimed could solve anything within moments. It directed me to a chat box. I sent in the question that only Bella aced and waited nervously. If this was true, then I was on my way to a 5-point grade. After 2 minutes, an answer was provided. My jaw dropped as I went through it. It was flawless. I laughed in glee. All those rumors about the dark web were false. Since then, I have used it to answer all my assignments. Bella and I were regarded as geniuses in class. We made sure to go over what we turned in so there would be no suspicion. It made me better as a programmer, and I marveled at the fact that someone could be that good and was wasting his talent on the dark web. It was nothing short of amazing. I spent less time worrying over an assignment or term paper. Bella and I had more free time. The dark web was our secret, and we intended to keep it that way. I started to get notifications from the dark web. The person on the other end of the chat box messaged me first. I frowned as I opened the message. "Do you enjoy this?" I smiled as I typed in yes. Only an idiot would not enjoy it. "Don't you think I should get a reward?" I nodded in the affirmative and asked what kind of reward. University professors were impressed with how my grades had skyrocketed. It was only fair that the person helping me got a reward. "Send me your nudes, babe." I froze and rubbed my eyes, sure that I wasn't seeing correctly. The message was still there. I swallowed, suddenly scared. I could be a guy, but it seemed like the person knew I was a girl. There was no way I would send my naked pictures to someone I didn't even know. I shut down my laptop and promised myself that that was the end of the dark web for me. I had better start reading so I could back up all the high scores I was getting. The next day, I noticed that Bella was being moody. When I asked her about it, she told me she was just tired and it was nothing for me to worry about. I didn't believe her, but she would not give me any other explanation, so I left her alone. I wanted to tell her about the message I got from the dark web, but decided against it. I was done with it. There was no need to bring it up. Bella didn't seem in the mood for a discussion anyway. I got to my room and lay down on my bed. As I switched on the laptop, all my notifications were about the dark web. This was really driving me crazy. There were messages from the programmer guy. He kept asking me to send my nudes. I shut off the site completely and logged out. There was no way for him to reach me, I thought to myself, smiling. I went to have my dinner. By the time I was done, I saw that my phone had been pinged with different messages. I frowned, thinking it was spam. I opened it and dropped my phone in shock. "You have no choice. Send me your nudes." How did he get my number? I was scared and didn't know what to do. Should I call the police? He had not done anything wrong, so I had nothing to report. My phone pinged again. I'm asking you for the last time. Don't make me angry. I summoned up courage and blocked his number. There was nothing he could do, I told myself. It was just an empty threat. When my phone rang, I almost jumped out of my skin. It was Bella. I picked it up, relieved. She was crying. Vivian, this dark web thing is driving me crazy. She told me that she had been blackmailed by the person helping her. She had been sending her pictures regularly to the person, but now he wanted more. The guy on the dark web wanted her in person now. I told Bella how I had blocked him, and she too should do the same. Oh, Vivian, you should not have blocked him. Hope you haven't reached out to the cops, Bella said and disconnected the call. I could not believe her. How could she be so timid, I thought. Around an hour later, I got another notification on my phone. It was a video. I saw Bella tied onto her bed with two pipes plugged in her chest. My heart skipped a beat as I watched the pipes drain all the blood out of her body. Within minutes, Bella was lifeless. Her body had lost its color, and she did not move. I went to bed. It was 3 a.m., and I could not sleep. I wanted to tell the cops, but Bella's last words kept playing in my head. My brain was too numb to think of anything. Perhaps, by then, I had resigned to my fate. My body was sweating profusely. I went into the bathroom to take my usual night shower. I screamed as blood came out of the shower head, like real blood. I draped my towel and ran to the bedroom. I called up Vivian, but her number was not reachable. I sat there, cold, covered in someone else's blood. My whole body was shivering. My brain went numb, unable to think of anything. Somehow, I gathered courage and picked up my phone. My heart was pounding so fast, I could feel my heartbeat without touching my chest. I dialed 911 and informed them of what had happened. They told me to stay calm and help would be sent soon. The word soon didn't sound so comforting. As I waited for the cops to arrive, I received a call from an unknown number. So, how does Bella smell? Now it's your turn, bitch. That evil laugh was too much for me. I fainted. As I opened my eyes, I found myself in a hospital bed. The police told me that my friend Bella had been found dead in her house. The killer was yet to be traced. They told me to call them up if I sense something suspicious. It has been 10 days since this incident. I haven't stepped out of my house since then, nor have I taken a shower. Every night, I kept thinking about Bella and her lifeless body. I am sure I would meet the same fate as her, not by choice, but force.
Did you enjoy the first story? If you did, I would love it if you would subscribe to the channel. Oh, if you want your broccoli to be served fresh, then don't forget to hit the bell icon. Keep munching. I don't want to tell you guys my name because my story, well, it's very disturbing. I did an unforgettable thing and I'll have to live with the guilt as long as I live. I don't sleep much, but when I do manage to close my eyes and drift away, I wake up minutes later, covered in cold sweat, shivering and seeing her in front of my eyes. You may be wondering, who am I referring to when I say her? Well, let me just start from the beginning. At the time when all this happened, and when my life changed for the worst, I was working at a burger place. It was really popular amongst the locals. We made the best burgers in town. The entire staff was nice, and I had a really great time working there. Well, almost everyone was nice. My manager, a woman called Mandy, acted like she owned the place. She was rude with everyone, especially me. I know that managers must have a position of authority over their subordinates, but what she used to do was downright harassment. Move, stupid. Gosh, you're useless. I don't know why you ever got hired to work here. She would tell me on a daily basis. Most of the time, I wouldn't even look at her. It was something out of a movie. Like those scenes you see when the bully says something to a nerdy kid and he just looks down at his feet. The only difference was that we were both adults, and I had to stand up for myself. I tried once, but it didn't go well at all. "You know, Mandy, I don't appreciate you calling me names all the time," I told her. "Oh, really? You don't think you deserve to be called stupid? Okay, then, I get it. I'll call you an idiot from now on. How about that?" she asked while raising her voice and taking a step towards me. I didn't reply. I asked, "How about that, idiot?" she repeated the question. "Okay," I said while I turned around to do my work. I felt like the scum of the earth. I felt like nothing. One day, as I was serving a customer, I realized that I had mistakenly gave him a small soda instead of a medium. The guy said it was okay. "It's better this way. I should hold off on the sugar as I'm trying to lose some pounds," he told me while we both had a laugh. Mandy heard the conversation and started shouting from across the room. "I'm sorry, sir. He's simply a good-for-nothing idiot. Let me make it up to you and give you a complimentary cookie," she said. The guy responded saying that it was okay and he'll take the small soda. But she insisted and didn't let him leave without the cookie, even though he said that he wanted to cut back on the sugar. Then she turned around at me and threatened me with termination. She also said that I was a worthless piece of crap and that she was this close to punching me in the face. The entire scene took place in front of the customers and my colleagues, but she didn't have any remorse about it. I felt bad. I felt like I wanted to crawl somewhere and hide from the rest of the world. My life was miserable, and with each day of being called names, I felt even more down, to the point that I almost got depressed. But that wasn't the moment in which I snapped. Oh no, that moment came about 5 days later. We had a team meeting, like we always do once a month. We would talk about how to improve sales, customer satisfaction, and all these types of things. As usual, I would be quiet, fearing that I might do something to anger Mandy, and as she was talking endlessly, I zoned out. And then all of a sudden, a loud noise snapped me out of my state. "Hello, are you here, idiot?" she told me after hitting the table right in front of me. Yes, Mandy. I'm sorry, I tried to justify my lack of attention. "Come on, come to the front," she told me before I quickly did what she said. Mandy started giving me as an example, a negative one. I stood there while she pointed out how I was the single most stupid employee she ever had and how I was completely useless. She kept going on and on with the insults. "Stop, that's enough," I told her while the entire team gasped. "Stop?" she repeated before bursting into laughter. "You don't tell me to stop," she said before slapping me across the face in front of everyone. One side of my face turned red and I was just about to tear up. Everyone froze. They didn't know how to react. "Go home, idiot, and come back tomorrow with a better attitude. You're no use to me at this meeting anyway," she told me. I turned around and I sprinted out of the office, running to the bus station. I never felt more embarrassed in my entire life. I had enough. I couldn't take it anymore. That night, I logged into my computer. I needed to clear my head. I was a frequent visitor of the dark web, and that's exactly where I went. That day, I saw a service that caught my eye. "Professional assassin available," it said. I clicked on it and I saw all the details about the job. As I was still mad, I clicked around, wondering how it would be to go to work and not find Mandy there. I got to check out the page and I saw that I would get an 80% discount as it was my first time ordering. I ordered the hit on Mandy, filled in all the details, and shut off my computer. I went to bed, dreading the next day because I just couldn't take the abuse anymore. But for the next 3 to 4 days, Mandy was, well, different. She started to keep to herself. She wasn't calling me an idiot anymore. I don't know what happened. Finally, on a Friday, she called us all into her office. I reluctantly went in. We didn't speak for an entire week, so I didn't know what was going on. She didn't speak to anyone, actually. "Guys, I have something to say to you. I know I've been a real pain to everyone, and I want to sincerely apologize from the bottom of my heart. That incident with the slap really opened my eyes, and I saw what I've become for some time now," she told us while we were all in shock. It was the first time she was nice to us, and we didn't know what was going on. She continued to tell us that she had a boyfriend, which made her life miserable. He would make her feel small, abused her, both verbally and physically. She was powerless. The only time in the day when she felt confident and powerful was at work, and that's why she lashed out on us, especially on me, because I resembled to her ex. She had this view on men, this view in which every guy is abusive and controlling, and she needed to get back at them. And then she personally came to each one of us and apologized for everything she did. And when she came to me, she gave me a hug and started crying. I hugged her back. "I'm so sorry. You didn't deserve this, and I'm such a horrible person," she told me. "It's okay, Mandy," I told her, and I hugged her even tighter. It was a beautiful moment, and for the first time, I saw her as a human being, not as a monster. To our surprise, she decided to resign and move to another city so she can get away from her old life. We all understood that and wished her all the best. But one thing popped into my mind. The assassination. Was it real? I felt bad for even clicking on it, but I thought it would just be a hoax. I mean, it was so cheap. Who would ever kill someone for that small amount of money? After work, we all got out of the burger shop and stood for a couple more minutes in the parking lot talking. Everyone seemed happy, and Mandy was laughing and talking to us like we were friends. So guys, we heard a gunshot, and Mandy collapsed to the ground. We all screamed and looked around. We ducked to the ground, covering our heads, but nothing happened. I got up and went over to Mandy. She was bleeding profusely. The bullet went straight into her chest. She was coughing blood, and I held her hand, telling her that it will be all right. Her eyes teared up, and so did mine. I knew it was my fault. I knew I was the reason she was going to die. The ambulance came, but it was too late. Mandy died, and so did my soul. The next day, I couldn't come to work, and I soon resigned. Now I'm forced to live out my days with this guilt. I got a person killed without even really knowing her. I can't sleep, I can't think, and I can't even do anything. I'll run out of money soon, and I don't know what to do. All I know is that I'm a murderer.